Have you ever noticed how easy it is for your mind to just wander about from one thought to another? I mean, almost like you are not really even in control of it. The Pali word for this is papancha. The endless proliferation of thought. Have you ever noticed that the way you approach someone shapes how they respond? Have you ever noticed that while walking in nature, you can become overwhelmed for no reason with a sense of wonder or awe? Have you ever noticed how powerful relationships can be? How they can energize you to take hold of wisdom? How they can simply support your ability to live with well-being? And how challenging they are. I mean, I could go on and on and on, starting sentences with, "Have you ever noticed?" You could do it too. I mean, go ahead, try it right now. Think of something about the reality of nature or just reality itself, and just think, "Have you ever noticed?" The gifts of being a human being is the level of understanding we can bring to situations, the kind of wisdom we can accumulate over time, the kind of wisdom that enables you to start sentences like, "Have you ever noticed?" I mean, the power of our ability to observe has really shaped human history, human invention, and if we're being fair, human disaster. The good, the bad, and the ugly often begin from this place of observation, and that observation leads to an understanding. Huh, wow, have you ever noticed that? Then that understanding can get translated into some kind of action. Now, spiritual practice is really nothing more and nothing less than people over the centuries noticing things that occur when they consistently, flexibly, but frequently enter into certain behaviors, like sitting and trying to simply pay attention to your breath. Have you ever noticed that when you try that, it's not going to be long before papancha arrives and your mind is going to start flitting about? And it's not like you really meant it to. It just, like, happens. Or have you ever noticed that when you write your thoughts down, it creates a condition in you that's different than simply thinking those same thoughts? The act of putting them down does something. Practices, spiritual practices, are nothing more and nothing less than a set of, you could say, activities, or you could also say things that you disengage from doing that allow you to notice the world, notice yourself, notice things about reality. And the power of noticing is one of the most important elements of spiritual practice. But then that practice over time does something to us. It shapes us. Sitting for hours at a time over days or weeks or months or years, even sitting for 10 minutes at a time for days or weeks or months or years, starts to literally do something to the architecture of our brain. I mean, the power of flexibly repetitive behavior done in a mindful way is hard to overestimate. And that's what spiritual practice does. It brings us back to places again and again where we can notice the nature of reality, enter the experience of reality, and bring better shape to that during the moments of our day. This Sunday, June 27th, 2021, we'll be exploring more about this idea of spiritual practice and spiritual practices. And I want to invite you to join our live stream at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time this coming Sunday. There is a stream every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time that you can join to explore through first watching the stream and the conversation that's occurring about a particular topic, and then use our reflective guide as a personal tool for your own journey, for your own experience of change, or invite others to talk about it with you. I'm Dave Fleming, the senior leader at Aldea Spiritual Community. Do something today to notice the power and the nature of reality. And join us Sunday as we talk about how to experience that and benefit, if you will, from that on a regular basis by employing spiritual practices.